Folks, it's really good to be back. First off, got to give a quick shout out to one of the bigger train passengers that we have. Dominic Vero turns 21 tomorrow, and he will be celebrating at Music on Main starting at 7 o'clock at the Irishman. Dom just joined.
He just joined.
Love you, bro. Big night tomorrow.
Hashtag mom.
Second of all, it's train wreck tonight. Welcome, everybody. It's August, so the Wrecking Crew is getting back to shows every Wednesday and Sunday. And Maniac, what else are we going to be doing?
We got the debut of our new program, Degenerate Danger Zone. We're going to be releasing segments for you every week, Friday morning. You're rolling into work. You got the opposite of the Sunday scaries. You got the Friday friendlies. Everyone's, hey, what's going on? How you doing? You're going to be able to check out our weekly segments. Our picks are absolute locks of the century of the week. We're going to have you loaded every week, ready to go.
I mean, when you have Teddy Roosevelt, who won 11 in a row, it's just great for our show. He's been phenomenal. Maniac will give his picks.
Tennis money right here. Tennis. Thank you, Stucky.
Thank you, CeCe Bellis.
Oh, CeCe Bellis. Oh, my God. You see those?
Love
CeCe. She's such a babe. Bellis.
She's awesome, but Topher, thanks for joining us tonight. We got producer Burrs live in studio once again. Tonight's show sponsor never changes, Rock Bottom. They want us back for the regular season, so we're going to lock in a date very soon. Let's go. Kreenan must be having a couple cocktails right now, so trade Reggie England. tomorrow we got a, you know, preseason opener, Bills-Vikings. Someone tell me, how on earth do the Vikings come into Buffalo as 1.5-point favorites?
Well, I'll tell you why, because the Bills have lost the last three home opener preseason games.
They've all been close.
So they've lost the last two by 1 point, and then the year before they lost by 4 points. So they've all been close. They've all come down to like a last second, third string quarterback, heroic drive. But they've lost the last three, so that's how the Vikings come in favorites.
Always.
Although it's interesting because I hear we're playing the starters the whole first quarter.
Yep.
So, you know, there's going to be some things to look for opening day. People getting their money's worth for the $6 tickets. But
now, I don't know how you guys feel. I am so anti-preseason. I got season tickets, and I will refuse to go to the game. Don't get me wrong. Will I be tuning in to WKBW for a little bit? Sure. But it's just, why go to the game an hour and a half before?
$25 for parking. Aren't preseason prices on the parking.
No.
They're hitting you hard.
No.
Maybe Goodell's got Uber in his back pocket with these preseason tickets. Yeah,
he's a Jamestown guy. You never know, but the offense is always so vanilla, ground and pound. Who knows if McDermott's going to be different, but I'm just preseason football.
What's not going to be different. These hearts in the chat right now. I absolutely loving it, guys. Keep them flowing. The honeymoon period, it may have ended abruptly. I think people are over the stretching routine. I think people are over the camouflage hats. I think
glasses.
People are over like the word. Like, it's time to start putting up W's or else you're just going to be another Dick Geron.
I agree. I mean, the army hats. What are they?
The camouflage. It's supposed to show a blue collar ethic. It's trying to
right?
show blue collar. You know, Richie Incognito says he's changing the culture.
Talk tonight on the base paths for softball would not fit in McDermott's scheme. He's just taking his
undisciplined.
Time. Undisciplined, rounding the bases.
In a playoff game, no doubt.
It would not. Toilet bowl.
Okay.
Losers bracket.
Okay, so tomorrow, 1.5-point favorites. You're looking for the Vikings to cover if you're looking for some real degenerate action, but you can't leave your degenerate action for the later part of the month when college football gets underway.
The comments coming in saying we're anti-troops for making a minor comment about the camo hat.
Yeah,
just absurd.
Love the Dortmund jersey.
Oh, absolutely. Love the troops too much.
Yeah,
if you're going to accuse us of one thing, accuse us of loving them
too
much.
I hate to get sidetracked by comments here. Is Topher wearing a Blue Jacket shirt? I am. It was literally the only thing in my house.
Also, I'm wearing an India flag hat.
Like, that's just a hell of a snipe by Andy to see that.
Yeah. Good eye, dude. Good eye, honestly. How did you even see that? But yeah, the hat, it's literally just the India flag. I'm trying to think of a reason for wearing this. I found it at my house once again. I don't know. I mean, I see that they're beating up on Sri Lanka right now in cricket, in like a friendly. Get me to a beach in Goa.
Let's go. So, obviously, let's get into, big news of the past few days. Anquan Boldin coming to Buffalo. Big signing. Huge target for Tyrod over the middle. Now, didn't he, like, turn down the Bills' offer and then tried looking somewhere else, and then he came back?
Oh, a classic case of, are we going to do this? Should I check my other options? And, you know, then he goes and looks elsewhere. You know, the opposite of what happened with Mario Williams. Buddy Nix had the deal on the table. You leave Buffalo, Mario, this deal goes away. So, Boldin checked out his options. He decided he wanted to come back for Buffalo one more year. I'll tell you, the only story, you know, that's debatably bigger than Boldin right now is DeHoff's win 7 in ESPN for the streak with the Yankees tonight. Boldin, I'll tell you what he offers you, okay? It's not going to be the yards. It's not going to be that dynamic playmaking ability. It's going to be that spotty, like, 3rd and 5 where, you know, he finds a way to be open on, like, a 6-yard route. It's going to be that fourth quarter catch where it's a little bit outside a typical catch radius, but it's just hauled in. You see this guy in drills. You see this guy. This is a thoroughbred. Great addition. Love it.
Locker room presence, veteran presence, and like you said,
so much presence.
He's gonna get more presence than Christmas. He's gonna give you those clutch 3rd and 6s, and also open the field for a Rod Streeter, a Zay Jones down the field.
How many touchdowns have we seen in the last, like, let's say 3 years within the red zone that were just thrown to receivers in like the middle of the field? Can you like Charles Clay had a couple, I think. Mm-hmm. All the ones to Sammy, I feel like, were on the outside.
Yep.
Now, like, obviously I'm forgetting a few, but he's going to be a huge presence in the middle there. You think of his touchdowns against the Patriots in the playoffs a couple years ago, right in the middle of the field in heavy traffic with linebackers in front of him and a safety behind him. Mm-hmm. That's going to be huge. That's something we haven't seen from this team in years. So,
and Boldin already said he feels like this roster can be a contender. And another big thing with Boldin, he's got family from Buffalo and Crabchester. And the funny thing about it is my brother was showing me a random tweet weeks ago that his cousin tweeted out about how Anquan was coming to Buffalo to get the chicken wings.
He's checking out the wings. He's checking out the wings. All right. Well, hopefully he didn't go to like the traditional Duff's or Angerbury. He tried out, 9/11 Tavern,
Gabriel's Gate.
You know, oh my God, you had to throw the hipster pick in there.
I went there for lunch today. Barbell,
big with the Southtowners. The other one, Essex Pub, big, large. Lennox Grill and Pub, I'm sorry.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, never been there.
Sleeper
and
spot.
The 9/11 place, never been there either. I would never just go to a place called 9/11.
To be honest, I'm not going to lie. Like, when I heard the name of hers, I was like, wow, that must have been like a terrible day for them, when that happened.
Jesus.
Knock on wood.
They open then? I don't know how long they've been around.
I mean, it's crazy. Well, it's like a 911 type. It's like an emergency thing. It's so hot. Everything's going on.
So, speaking of hot, let's get some hot takes about the Bills depth chart. The first one came out a couple days ago.
It was the unofficial depth chart.
Unofficial. I've been, going through the Bills website, billsdaily.com. Jordan Mills is somehow still the starter. I'm telling you right now, Deion Dawkins will be the week one starter.
Double D. Double D starter.
Yes.
Live on Bills Fanatics the other day, right? Wasn't he?
Yes.
Love him over there. But I think the big thing that I'm looking for on the depth chart is who's going to emerge right starting middle linebacker. Is that what we're looking for here?
Yep.
That's going to be like your starting middle linebacker is your anchor. If this guy's getting crushed on every play, your offense is, or your defense is done.
And one of the other big stories is Reggie Aglin has not looked good. He's fallen down the charts.
Trading block? Like, I can't believe that. The guy hasn't even played it down in like a Bills uniform, has he?
No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't play at all last year.
Third team reps.
Yeah, not even second, third. Maybe it was just, the format of my iPhone. Like, how it, screws up the format instead of going landscape. I have no idea how to, read a depth chart, maybe. That could also be it. But did I see Andre Holmes ahead of Zay Jones right now? Did I read that right or no?
Yeah, you did see that on Bills.com.
Yeah, but did I read it right, though? Yeah, I'm saying the iPhone might have screwed up the format.
No, because I think it goes wide receiver on one side, then on the other side, and they always do the starter on one and starter on the other.
Which, at first you're like, oh, like Andre Holmes, he's dropped some passes. You want to see Zay Jones. But I think maybe the coaching staff, at least in the first couple preseason games, they want to see what Holmes can do against some legitimate cornerbacks.
So maybe I think that's why they have him right there now. So at first I was like, oh, why the hell is Holmes the number two receiver? I think that's why. They want to see what they can get out of this guy against some legitimate competition.
I mean, I've never seen a real benefit to putting like a rookie or a young guy in the spot right away. Why not just throw him a little bit lower on the depth chart, put a little chip on his shoulder, and have him run it? What? We don't want another Grigorenko situation on our hands, safe to say. No. Completely different sport and context, but like everyone understands exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. Buffalo fans know exactly what you're talking about. So
the train wreck's real.
Yes.
It's all right, real. What do we got next on the rundown here?
Sammy Watkins.
Slotkins. I can't wait.
We gotta talk about Sammy Watkins and the Stephon Gilmore talk. I think Sammy was on Facebook Live a day or two ago and goes, Gilmore will be my worst enemy on the field. And pretty much cannot wait to face him. So that immediately Bills Patriots matchups, that's what we're gonna be watching on the field.
Yeah, I mean, the balls on this guy after all the injury plague seasons to say that he's looking forward to placing Gilmore when it's like what, week 11 and like 15?
Yeah, you're December right. games.
Both of them are so late in the season. People think about how ridiculous this is. Yeah, I can't wait to face the guy that I'd pretty much have to play a full NFL season to face. All right, Sammy, we'll see you do it.
People have been sending Sammy Watkins over-under for like weeks, like out eight and a half of
them. Yeah, well, I think 4.5 is at least like a solid line, right?
Yeah.
I'll play devil's advocate here. I agree with you guys. I think he's going to be out by like first half of the first week, but, you know. All this talk about OBJ being like the highest paid player in league history after next week, like, or after next year, like the receivers are going to get paid hugely. He's just trying to keep pace, and I love the fire. I think it's not about like, oh, Buffalo, we got to make the playoffs. He's got some fire this year though, which is obviously going to be good for the Bills as a team. So I love to see it, to be honest, but we'll see what happens.
I think it was Petty Roosevelt that said in the group chat a couple days ago. He said, Sammy Watkins, future Packer.
Packer.
I love the future.
Like, but I've never heard future Packer. I have never heard future Packer.
The goalie.
Cal Peterson. Yeah.
I said future Blackhawk was close, but you did call. He was searching for.
You were in the same conference, if that's what you call close. Yes. I mean, I at least got Southern California, but yeah, future Packer. I've never heard that before in my life. It's always future Patriot.
Yes.
Or future Dolphin now. If it's the Bills.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Can I tell you something? Do you remember that Kiko Alonso had a game-winning interception last year for a pick six, like with less than like 3 minutes to go? You don't.
I got distracted.
In last year's NFL regular season, in a regular season game, with less than 3 minutes to go, the Chargers were driving in what was basically a tie game. It was definitely a tie game.
Okay.
Rivers threw the pass, picked by Kiko Alonso for a game-winning pick six. What went on to be like the winning score in the game.
He didn't get a pick six, right?
Kiko Alonso got a pick six last year to win the game. For Miami.
I know
because I was watching the highlights from last year and you just don't remember things. Because the NFL is such a week-to-week league. Remember when they were 3 weeks in last year and everyone thought the Eagles were amazing because Wentz was tearing up the league and that new coach, I don't even know his name now.
The best quarterback.
It's literally week-to-week. And that's what I'm telling you. The Bills, I'm calling it right now on this program. They're going to start 3-1 this season and people are going to be going nuts. The culture has changed. McDermott is like a quick insert and we're ready to rock. And unfortunately, we're going to bottom out, and we're going to finish 6-10 or worse.
But that is a great point. I mean, those Stan Hill games last year, they were, like, down to the wire every single game. They're, like, +7 every single time, and they're covering spreads.
Dude, the Chiefs, I'm telling you, the Chiefs got so lucky last year. It was insane looking at it. And they've just been on such a lucky run. They're due for such a bad year.
I got Bills over 6.5, Chiefs under 9. That's when I was in Las Vegas. That's what I
think
put
about up. With that over-under of 9 with the Chiefs. They're begging you to take that over.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? They're going to get exactly 9.
They've won 10 games the last
year.
They're going to get exactly 9, and it's just going to be all.
Do we all remember when Elbers took the under 10.5 on the Steelers, and they had to win out their last 7 games to cover? Of course they did.
Of course
they did. Backdoored the Elbers future bet.
How about
a backdoor a month and three quarters long?
Dude, it was awful.
Dude, it was like a snowball effect, too. Bad. A snowball effect. You knew it was happening. Like, even like three games in, you're like, this is.
You said that you got to lose this game, and doesn't matter the last nine games.
You started going to the Coinstar machine. Antonio, like, oh, I'm going
to
lose.
Brown gets like a late 2 second, last 2 seconds to go, touchdown, and then you're like, all right, I'm done. I'm done.
And can we talk about the New York Jets?
Of course.
Quincy Anunoa. IR already.
No, it's bunk. It's all, it's a they're conspiracy
over,
theory.
Their over-under is 4.5. I would take the under 2.5. Pound it, right? Like, I'm just saying, like, that's.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see what are they going to do? Like, how are they going to move the ball?
I can't.
Forte going to throw it to himself?
Forte.
Was he even on the team anymore?
Yes, he's a starter. Okay. Got Powell behind him.
I can't tell you who the QB and number one wide receiver combo right now on the Jets. Like, that's worrisome.
Josh McCown, Hackenberg, Bryce Petty. That's the top three for them at quarterback. Wide receiver is
wide receiver is an undrafted free agent. I don't even know his name.
Wow. So, if we're gonna finish up with the Patriots, we don't really have to. But they got a new airplane. Ugh. And how about Robert Kraft?
In the
new season ticket package, has already given Patriots fans AFC championship tickets.
And what were you saying earlier? It's like an automatic, like.
Well, now the thing, it's not just that he gave him the AFC championship tickets. On the ticket, it says second playoff game. So it's just like assumptive that they'll get the bye. Like, there's no way that this could have been like they won the division and went on a run.
Yeah, it's not like he's covering all. It's not like he's covering all the possible home games. It's saying like we're gonna be the one seed. This is gonna be the second game you go to, and then we're gonna go to the Super Bowl. This feels a lot like how they were in a different way, but the attitude-wise, it feels a lot like they were in 2007 when they were just, you know, remember they're scoring like 60 points on people.
Oh.
The Kevin Everett.
Just running up the score.
The Kevin Everett video game, and they were like, we're going to score 80 points on you.
Yep.
And that was amazing. Go out there and beat New England. On Sunday night, Randy Moss puts up like four touchdowns in the first half.
But the scary thing that's different from 2007 is people are asking them, like, are you going 19-0? And all the players are saying, like, oh, no chance. Like, we're not going to go 19-0. So it's not like, oh, it's not even like, oh, we're not thinking about that. They're saying, like, we're not going to go 19-0. It just, they're like totally focused on like game to game, which is a scary thing for the NFL. Like, they can go 19-0. Basically, that means they're going to go 19-0. That's what I'm saying.
Karina making a great point. Major League, their team playing was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, that was the best. That was
made
the
for some scary road trips home.
How is
for Wild Thing?
How is the Buffalo Bills season ticket holder of the month of June, GM Smokey, still awake right now? I'm shocked.
It's unbelievable. He definitely went outside his spread.
He's saying Pesci's Pizza is a dump.
Oh, but, what is he doing?
Real quick, how about Clay Travis today on Twitter?
What is he
calling out Stool Presidente, saying if you don't have PFT, if you don't have Big Cat, you guys would pretty much be nothing. And to be honest, I gotta be like Clay Travis.
Zim would kill you if he was in the chat right now.
If I didn't have Topher,
he's a salt of the earth guy. He's a salt of the earth guy. He's a brick by brick.
If I didn't have
go Prez, go.
If I didn't have you two, I don't know where Trainwreck Sports would be. Producer Burns, you as well.
If I didn't have all you, I don't know where it would be. And, you know, I mean, speaking of which, I don't know where we'll be.
Oh, don't.
I have
Are
to
you
say,
doing it? Are
I
you
have
doing
to say,
it?
Well, we can't. Can we do it now?
Yes.
Legal team, can we do it?
Open up.
It's a no-go. It's a no-go from the legal team.
Legal counsel said no.
But I've gotten pre-written approval from the board of directors. Tremendous announcement coming this Sunday regarding the future for the 2017 fall season of Trainwreck Sports. Any dedicated passenger would be mindless to be missing this announcement coming this Sunday. Legal team's losing their minds. Legal team's losing their minds.
They're
already fielding big time.
They're already getting Excel charts going with all the risk and stuff.
Busier
doing,
than the legal
no.
guy in House of Cards, who was just doing all the things behind the scenes.
So, Bills Vikings tomorrow. We'll be back Sunday night. Huge announcement.
Large, but pre Game of Thrones. So tune in.
Yeah. So what time are you thinking?
So for the preseason, we're gonna be pre Game of Thrones at 8 p.m. sharp.
What do we got?
8 to 8:15.
We have
15 minute additions to the preseason. For the regular NFL season, we're going to be at NFL Sunday Halftime Show. Where are your halftime show, people? Did I go die?
No, my phone died.
Oh,
my phone
died. It didn't die. Thomas,
my phone was at 12%.
So yeah, we're good. We got the good for the Giants. So 8 o'clock for the preseason Sundays, okay? Because we know your Game of Thrones has got to get on. But NFL season, we're your halftime show for the Sunday night game. So when that Sunday night game gets ready to go to halftime, we actually think we might tune in and do a little 2-minute warning type of pre-show. Ooh. And we're getting too much into this stuff. So Sundays this fall, Trainwreck tonight is your halftime show.
Someone on the legal team just had an aneurysm in there.
Seriously.
When is Game of Thrones over?
Game of Thrones will be over by the end of this month.
3 more episodes,
perfect.
Right?
Yeah, it's a short season.
3 more. I'm sick of them.
Strike short in season.
Can't stand them. Good night now.